sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And good afternoon. Welcome, everybody, to the Monday edition of the Steve Jones Show here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Great to be with each and every one of you. Headed off this evening, by the way, to Ann Arbor. Penn State basketball tonight, tomorrow night, I should say, at Michigan. Of course, this is a calming time for Penn State fans and an exciting time as well, because as the great philosopher once said, may you live in interesting times. Well, we live in interesting times, all right. There's no question about that. Today's show being brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Purdy's have been with the show since day one as we head into our third year here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Purdy's have also been with this valley and selling insurance in this valley for a long, long time. They have people that have been with them for a long time. Why don't you find out why? Because they will take great care of you. Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. I'm in the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Key, routes 11 to 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We're going to take you through the press conference on Saturday, all the way through it. That way you can hear James Franklin, especially in the second and third half hours of the show, where you can really James Franklin, literally in his own words. The entire press conference started out with Penn State University President Dr. Rodney Erickson. Dr. Erickson had gone down to Destin, Florida with Dr. Dave Joyner on Wednesday night. I remember a lot of people were wondering if James Franklin was coming in on Wednesday night. And I remember saying to Dick Girardi, we're in a commercial break of the postgame show, I said, my guess, it's probably Dr. Erickson coming back. I said, with Joyner. And he said, why is that? I said, you don't make a hire of the significance unless the university president at least goes down and personally meets the candidate you wish to offer. He goes, and of course, that's exactly how it turned out. It's just protocol. It's just how things are done. And anybody who has a company, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And Dr. Erickson was the one that led off the press conference on Saturday from the Beaver Stadium media room.
Our university has had a very long and successful tradition with this football program, one that has contributed to Penn State in so many ways over many, many years. Our successes have been registered both on the field and in the classroom, and that's a fundamental value here at Penn State. Our program requires a very special kind of leader to continue those successes, a leader who is committed to academic excellence while coaching our students as they compete at the highest level. We have run a careful and deliberate search process, and I believe we have found the right person to lead our program. He's an inspiring young leader who has accomplished much already in his career, learning the ropes of coaching in both the collegiate and NFL ranks. He took his former program to a remarkable turnaround in a short period of time, competing in one of the toughest conferences in the country. I believe he will continue to build our Penn State football program while operating at the highest level of integrity. He values family and teamwork, which have been keys to his success. I personally look forward to working with him. I want to thank the members of the search committee who were unanimous and enthusiastic in their recommendation. And now I'd like to turn the podium over to Dr. Joyner, our athletic director.
Thanks, Dr. Erickson. Welcome, everybody. I said it would be days, not weeks, and so it's one week and 2 days, 9 days, so that get that out of here so you guys are not going to ask me about that. I do want to say that I'm extremely proud to welcome James Franklin as our next Penn State head football coach. We feel that we had a great pool of candidates, and Coach Franklin, though, is the right choice for us. He's going to be a great representative of the terms I use, integrity, academics, and championships, and he brings that great foundation with him from the great Vanderbilt University. Here, he's the next phase with us at Penn State football, and he and his great family are going to be great members of this community. This next phase, Penn State football, is built on a tremendous foundation of those that came before, and we're very much looking forward to the future. And you're here to talk about and to Coach Franklin, and I just want to welcome him again and welcome James Franklin and his family here to Happy Valley, and looking forward to working with you very, very much, James. Thank you.
I would like to start by thanking Vanderbilt University. I had an unbelievable experience there. Today was an emotional day to be able to go there and say goodbye to our team. That was a very emotional day, saying bye to the 107 sons that we left back in Nashville. David Williams, the athletic director, was a tremendous mentor and leader. Be forever grateful to him. I'd like to introduce my family, my wife, Fumi, who's here, and our daughters, Shola and Addison, who really run the show. Shola and Addison are the bosses. That's really what it's going to be about for us as family. You know, now have two daughters and 95 new sons, and a lot of coaches say that, but we truly mean that. My daughters, their favorite thing in the world is the football boys and their uncles. My wife and daughters will come to the football facility every day, whether it's to have lunch with us or whether it's to come at the end of the school day or work day. I think that's very, very important. We work long hours, work extremely hard, but we've created a great environment in our office. All the coaches, wives, and kids will come around. I think that's very, very important to what we're doing in terms of helping young men grow into successful leaders that are going to have an impact on society one day. See how they interact. For them to see how we interact with our wives, for them to see how we interact with our kids is a big part of that. So that's very, very important to what we're trying to do. So at Penn State, I'll have two daughters and 95 sons, and every decision that we make in this program will be based on that. Honored to be joining a long line of great coaches with Bob Higgins, Rip Engle, the great Joe Paterno. Success with honor. The great Joe Paterno and success with honor. And then Bill O'Brien, a guy that I worked with at the University of Maryland, who I have tremendous respect for, is going to be a great resource for me, a guy that I can call and bounce questions off of. And I know he's going to do great things, and we wish him the best of luck. I'd like to thank President Erickson and our athletic director, Dr. Dave Joyner, who have been unbelievable through this whole experience. I know you said it went quickly. It didn't really feel that way to me. But we spent a lot of time talking about a lot of different subjects. I felt like they conducted extremely thorough interview, and I felt like I was able to ask a lot of different questions on a lot of different subjects and really, really appreciate how they handled the whole process with first class. Excited to come home. That's probably the thing that I take the most pride in is coming home. I'm a Pennsylvania boy with a Penn State heart, and so excited to be here. You know, my background growing up in eastern PA, just outside of Philadelphia, my dad is from Pittsburgh, so I would spend all my summers and holidays in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. My dad was from the Hill District, Bedford Avenue. I grew up in just outside of Philadelphia in Langhorne, Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania boy with a Penn State heart and couldn't be more proud. And I think I'm the right guy to come back and unite this state and bring this program back to where I think it can be. Our academic philosophy. Now, I believe in the true student athlete. And this is a place where a young man can have it all. He can get a world-class education. He can play football at the very, very highest level and reach all of his dreams. And to me, that's why we made this decision. It was an easy decision. We weren't going to leave Vanderbilt. We worked very, very hard to build something that we could be proud for. Had all types of success in the classroom, had all types of success on the football field. But we felt like this was a special opportunity, an opportunity where we could walk into a young man's home and offer the best of everything, an opportunity to get a great education, an opportunity to play for championships. And that's what we're all about. World-class academics, true student athletes, and unrivaled football tradition. To walk out into that stadium just a few minutes ago and see one of the world-class facilities is unbelievable to me. I remember I came to camp here when I was in 11th grade, and Coach Caldwell was the quarterback's coach. And I thought I was good enough to play at Penn State. I was not. Ended up having a great experience in college, but to walk out in that stadium is just an unbelievable feeling, an unbelievable experience. And so proud to be the next head football coach here at Penn State University. Our recruiting philosophy, we are going to dominate the state. We are going to dominate the state. We are going to dominate the region. I worked at a lot of different institutions that tried to compete recruiting against Penn State University, and it was always an unbelievable challenge because this school has everything that young men are looking for. This school has everything that families are looking for. So that is going to be our plan, and I'm calling all the high school coaches. I'm calling all the people in the state that we need to come together like never before. And I think with everybody pulling the rope in the same direction, there's no reason why we can't take this program where everybody wants it to be. We should take great pride in representing the state of Pennsylvania. We should take great pride in being have the ability to play for Penn State University. And that's what we're going to do. We are going to unite the coaches. We are going to unite the community. And we're going to build this program where everybody wants it to be. Everybody wants it to be. That's what I'm going to leave you with, is I can't tell you how proud that myself and my family are to be here and the rest of the coaches that are going to be joining us to represent this fine institution and to build a program that everybody can be really proud of, both on and off the field. That's the fans. That's the alumni. That's everybody that cares about Penn State University. We're going to work extremely hard to put a product both on the field and off that everybody can be truly, truly proud of. Can't tell you how excited we are to be here. And my name is James Franklin, the next head football coach at Penn State University, and I couldn't be more proud to represent everybody here. Thank you.
That's how he opened things up. That's how he opened things up. He set the tone right away. And that's the important part. I've really felt, and if you noticed last week, I talked a lot, not a little, but a lot about James Franklin last week. And there's something about him. I knew, number one, he would win the press conference. That was an automatic. And he produced exactly what I thought he would at the press conference. But the moving forward, doing so united, other things will take care of themselves in time. And that's being done outside the football program, something that we've talked about in the last couple of weeks. And I've talked about for the last year and a half, to be honest with you. You know I have. But on the football sense, the important part was the part where we said we need everybody pulling the rope in the same direction for Penn State football. He'll be able to do that and dominate the state in recruiting. This guy is a great recruiter, you know, and has a great reputation as a recruiter. He's dynamic. He's 41 years old, beautiful family. And not only that, he will work tireless hours in this. I feel very strongly about this hire. I feel very strongly about this hire. Now, there's one point in the press conference, we're going to hear the press conference coming up here where he starts getting questions, where he said, look, he said, we're going to go out and we're going to blow up balloons, you know, if we have to at birthday parties, we're going to show up. I was on ESPN radio Saturday night, and I said to the host, I said, he mentioned that part, and I said, you know, he's going to regret saying that. Today's show being brought to you by our good friends at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. We're in the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 to 15 in Hummel's Wharf. News coming up at the bottom of the hour. Then more of the James Franklin press conference, the Q&A coming up as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
The Sunbury Motor Company has been satisfying more customers and selling more cars since 1915. Sunbury Motor Company has over 300 new Fords and over 100 new Hyundais that must be sold now. Get savings up to $11,000 during the January inventory liquidation event at Sunbury Motor Company. Liquidation means vehicles need to fly off the lot as quickly as possible, and Sunbury Motors will do what it takes to earn your business now. See all of the great deals on new Fords and Hyundais now, because time is of the essence, and if you wait too long, the new Ford Ford or Hyundai you've had your eyes on will be in someone else's driveway. At Sunbury Motor Company, they never pressure you into buying a vehicle you don't want or that's out of your price range. They want to make sure you're getting the best possible deal with the best possible service before, during, and after the sale. This is the time to buy that new Ford or Hyundai, and this is the place. Stop at Sunbury Motor Company now while the selection's at its best. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com.
Even when they grow up, your kids can still surprise you. My son calls to tell me he bought his first new car, picked the make, model, and dealer all by himself, and negotiated his own deal. But when it came to insuring his new ride, he wanted Dad's advice. I told him one word, Selective. They've always done right by me. It's nice to know you're still needed.
Get to know your local Selective agent, Pretty Insurance, on Market Street in Sunbury or at prettyinsurance.com. Find out what Pretty Insurance can do for you.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome back. Great to have you with us here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Steve Jones with you here on SJS as we roll through this Monday. Brought to you, as always, by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. You can go to purdyinsurance.com. And, of course, we're in the Sunbury Motor Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Let's meet James Franklin. And the Q&A begins with Mark Brennan of Fight On State as he addressed the new head football coach of the Nittany Lions on Saturday.
James, Mark Brennan of Fight On State.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
You're in a job that Joe Paterno held for 45 years and Bill O'Brien held for 2 years. What's kind of your vision of what this job will be to you and how long you intend? I guess that's a loaded question, but in terms of your career, how do you view this in terms of your stay here?
Yeah, you know, I'm a kid who played Division II football. I'm a blue-collar guy that had to work my way up the ladder to get in this position. If you look at my resume, it probably is not a great example of who I am. I lived in 9 different states and countries in my first 9 years to get to this position. You know, I'd still be at Vanderbilt right now if it wasn't just such an unbelievable opportunity. So, you know, we're coming here with the mindset that we're going to build this program, we're going to build it the right way, and we're going to build it for the long haul. And we plan on being here for a very, very long time. This is my dream job. This is where I want to be. Wearing these colors, representing this state, representing these high school coaches and the people of the fine state of Pennsylvania is what I want to do for a very, very long time. So, you know, our plan is to go out and win a bunch of games so we can stay here.
Yeah. James, Joe Giuliano, Philadelphia Inquirer.
Hey, Joe. How are you?
Good. How you doing? Obviously, it seemed like you had a number of opportunities to change jobs, in the press anyway. And this job comes with the fact that the president is going to be stepping down on June 30th, if not before, and a new president may bring with him a new athletic director. What consideration did you take into those facts before, as you made up your mind to take this job?
Again, we had great dialogue, and we talked about everything. You know, I was completely upfront and honest with all my concerns and things that I was excited about. They were completely upfront and honest about all their concerns and things that they were excited about. We had great dialogue on multiple occasions, not only in person but over the phone. You know, and that was a concern. That was a concern. But I think with the right plan and the right people and the discussions that we had, you know, what I was sold on and what I believe is that Penn State has a plan and has a purpose and has a certain type of individual that they want to bring here and that are going to be attracted to this institution. So hopefully we're in a position where we're able to have these conversations for a very long time. But the plan was and the discussion was that Penn State is going to attract the best and the brightest and people with the same values. So that's what made me very, very comfortable. Hi, Todd. How are you?
Good. Coach O'Brien left after 2 years, but you've known him very well. Were you surprised that this job opened up? He said, really, it happened quickly for you. Who contacted you? Were you interested immediately once you heard Coach O'Brien had left? And how did it work between Dave and
yourself as far as the circuit?
Yeah, I was very interested right from the beginning. When I heard about the opportunity and I heard about the opening, there was some contact from that point on, and we started to get into discussions. It's very difficult because you have a job and you have a responsibility, and we had a game to play. But we tried to keep our focus on that, control the things that we can control, and if an opportunity presented itself to sit down and have a discussion about this job in the future once the season was over, then we were going to do that. Luckily, we were able to do that, and I'm fortunate to be sitting here today as the next head football coach of Penn State University.
Coach, Jerry Fisher, WBLF Radio. Question for you.
Hi, Jerry. How are you, Jerry?
I'm doing good, thanks.
I like your head. It's a good look.
Someone saw me talking to Dr. Joyner today and asked if I was you, and I said, obviously, no, that's not the case. But the question is, everything's happened so quickly. Have you had a chance to think about staff? Have you had a chance to think about Ron Vanderlinden or Larry Johnson or any of the former coaches or your staff that you may bring with you?
Yeah, I have. I'm a guy that for the last 12 years has been creating a staff. I have a list of receiver coaches and tight end coaches and offensive coordinator and defensive coordinators for the right job and the right fit and the right setting, making sure that we're always prepared. That's something that you're going to find from me is we're going to work very, very hard at being prepared for every situation that may come up. I am fiercely loyal as a person in general. And I'm going to be fiercely loyal to the guys that I've worked with in the past. But I also know that, we're going to sit down and have some discussions with some people that are here. I think there's some people that can help us in the transition, guys that have strong Penn State ties, guys that understand this place. And although we had a plan that was very effective at Vanderbilt, you also better have a plan that's specific to that institution. And when you have people that have a history and understand the place, they can help with that. So I'm looking forward to getting a chance to sit down with the coaches as well as some of the administration and put together the very best staff that we possibly can put together for Penn State University.
James Willie Jungle, Center County Report, right here in the middle. Given the fact that a coach has just left for the NFL from this job and there was rampant speculation that you would be having interviews with National Football League teams, what is it about the collegiate game that you enjoy the most?
Yeah, I had a great experience in my time in the NFL. I think it was something that was very important in my development. There's no doubt about it. But I'm a college guy. I'm a relationship guy. You guys are gonna ask me what our offensive philosophy and defensive philosophy and special teams philosophy is. I really don't care. To me, it's about people. I love kids. You're not going to find a coach that cares more about their players than me and their complete development. Academically, athletically, socially, spiritually, the whole package. And that's what drives me. I didn't grow up saying I wanted to be a football coach. I got my undergraduate degree in psychology. I wanted to get my doctorate in psychiatry or psychology. And started to coach the game of football as a graduate assistant to get it paid for and realized that I could have just as much of an impact on people and kids' lives through the game of football than through psychology or psychiatry and caught the bug. And, that's what it's all about for me. That's why it was so difficult in leaving Vanderbilt, because those kids were my family. And, that's what we're going to build here.
James, Pat Principe with
Pat, how are you?
GALTV. Good. In Lancaster, my hair resembles more your president, so. Have you had any dialogue with current Penn State players? If not, when will you and what will your message be to them?
Yeah, it is going to be a sprint. From here on out, and that's talking to the players, the current players. That's going to be contacting recruits. That's going to be contacting former players. That's going to be contacting influential supporters of the program and of the university. We got a lot of work to do in a very, very short period of time, and it's time sensitive because of the recruiting process as well. So, basically when we leave here, probably till 2 o'clock in the morning, and then we'll be back up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning getting going again. Luckily, I'm fortunate. I'm not a guy that needs a whole lot of sleep. My wife does. We always have those discussions. She's amazed that I can get by on 5 hours of sleep. That's just kind of who I am. So the interesting thing with this job is you got to wear a lot of hats. And every job is important. you know, connecting with the former players, recruiting, developing relationships on campus. I think it's one of the best things that we did when we first got to Vanderbilt is, you know, I went around and took every dean, the provost, vice chancellors out to lunch. And I plan on doing the same thing here. You know, taking everybody that I can on this campus out to lunch and getting to know them and asking them questions and what can we do better and what are areas that you think I need to be aware of. Same thing in the community, reaching out as much as you possibly can. You know, I had a unique experience with the Green Bay Packers in the NFL, but that was kind of like a college program, because it's amazing how that organization is so connected to the community, and that's what I love about college football. So me and my wife and my children, we will be out in this community. We will not turn down a speaking engagement. We're going to get out. We're going to interact with people. You know, people ask us to come speak at schools, we're going to be there. People ask us to come speak at social events, we'll be there. People ask us to come and blow up balloons at their kid's birthday party in the backyard, we'll do that as well. We're going to do everything we possibly can to bring this community back together, to really take pride in this program and where we're going and how we're doing it, and can't get more excited. As much as I love this press conference, I really can't wait for it to end so we can run out of here and get to work.
James Franklin. Now, that statement, by the way, Coach Franklin, you might regret just a little bit. Because already, Kevin wants to know if they could blow up balloons at Daniel's birthday party. I'm sorry, it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. All right, let's continue now. This is the press conference from Saturday, so that you have the opportunity to hear James Franklin in his own words. And that way you can get a feel for the new head football coach of the Nittany Lions as he continued on Saturday.
James. Hey, it's Mark Dent.
James, where are you?
Okay. Yeah, right here. I'm Mark Dent with the Post-Gazette.
Hi, James. How are you?
It's Mark. That's
I'm sorry, Mark. I apologize.
Yeah, it's all good. So when you were growing up here in Pennsylvania, were you actually like a Penn State fan growing up? Did you go to games, things like that? And I know you mentioned how you went to the camp or whatever. Did you even get like as much as a questionnaire ever from Penn State or any kind of look whatsoever?
I think I printed my own questionnaire off and filled it out and sent it in. They weren't sending them to me. But yeah, I think, you know, everybody in the state grows up as a Penn State fan. Didn't come to games. You know, grew up in a real blue-collar family, and you know, we didn't come to Penn State football games. I was playing. You know, I was playing football games. I was out playing basketball. I was running around with my buddies in the neighborhood, competing. You know, something that these kids don't really understand. They're sitting in air conditioning, playing video games all day. You know, we were out running the streets, playing basketball, competing. And but yeah, grew up a Penn State fan. Always dreamed of this opportunity. And it's funny, me and my wife were talking about in the ride over here, and we discussed this, you know, when we first started dating, about my dream jobs. And my answer to her was Penn State. You know, I didn't know if I'd ever have the opportunity, because I didn't think the guy that was coaching when I was growing up would ever leave. You know, so very, very proud. Very, very proud to have this opportunity.
James, Ken Brown, Eyewitness Sports in Wilkes-Barre.
Hi, Ken.
You talked about realizing your passion for coaching early on in your career at schools like East Stroudsburg and in the PSAC. Talk about getting from there to here now.
Well, the other thing I'd like to mention is I think that's exciting. You know, the fact that I went to East Stroudsburg University, which has historically been a phys ed teacher's college, and all my buddies are out, you know, coaching throughout the state. All my teammates and buddies are coaching throughout the state. I think that's going to be a tremendous resource for us, as well as the PSAC in general. Again, you know, I was a Division II guy that's had to work for everything he's got in his profession, but I've had great experience, and I've had a chance to work for a bunch of really good guys. You know, Denny Dowd's my college coach. I think he's been there 48 years, something that I'm going to try to challenge him with. You know, my quarterback's coach, Mike Twilliger, I think has been there 27 or 8 years. My college roommate, Mike Santella, has been there, I think, 12, 13 years. I think, you know, being around people like that, obviously, you know, working for Ralph Regan and Mike Sherman and, you know, that experience and all the great people I worked with at Vanderbilt, I've been able to steal great things from everybody I've worked for. I'd like to mention Debbie Yao, who's been an unbelievable mentor to me. To this day, I can still pick up the phone and call Debbie Yao, you know, one of the most respected athletic directors in the country. You know, so I've been fortunate to be around some great people and been able to steal things that I felt were tremendous characteristics, leadership characteristics that fit my personality, and that's been integral to my success.
Coach John Stroh, WHVL-TV, State College.
John, how are you?
Hey, since you brought it up, offensive, defensive philosophy, you've got a pretty talented team, especially with a great quarterback. How excited will you be, you know, spring ball being a ways off, but how excited will you be to get these guys out on the field and, you know, see what you got and start installing your offense and defense? Can you give us a little peek into what that might look like?
Very excited. Very excited. But we've got a lot of work to do between now and spring ball, but very excited to get out there. I know they're anxious as well to get playbooks, to get video, to all those things. What I would say is, you know, we're going to run multiple pro-style offense, defense, and special teams. You know, to me, I'm not a guy that's going to pigeonhole what we're going to do. I think, you know, my philosophy is you go out and you hire really, really smart people, and you have a system that has flexibility to take advantage of all your strengths and hide your weaknesses. I think that's what we all try to do in whatever organization or whatever business you're in. You play to your strengths and you hide your weaknesses. And that's what we're going to do. You know, I don't believe that one offense or one defense or one special teams philosophy is the end all be all. It's about taking advantage of the assets you have. And that's what we're going to do. But we'll be pro style, multiple pro style offense, defense, and special teams. We'll be aggressive in everything we do. When we get off the bus, we're going to be aggressive. The way we call the game, we're going to be aggressive. I think that's very, very important. I think the fans want to see an exciting style of defense. I think the fans want to see an exciting style of offense and special teams. We're going to take calculated risks. We're going to have fun. And it always helps to have a quarterback. I don't care whether it's little league, high school, college, or the NFL. If you got a quarterback, you got a chance. And we feel very, very good about the quarterback we have in our program right now.
James, I'm in the center here.
Sir, how are
Dave
you?
Dave Jones from the Harrisburg Patriot News. This place, you know the history of this place the last couple of years. It's been tough. It's been really rigorous and tough for everybody. I'm sure what happened last summer at Vanderbilt came up during the interview process.
Yes, sir.
Can you enlighten us at all of what was asked of you with the rape case and how you responded to your interviewers?
Yeah. Couldn't have been a more thorough interview process. We discussed everything. And the most challenging thing that I've ever been through, personally, as a father of two daughters, and professionally. But what I think that came out through all this, through their background checks and all the information that they got, is that we were honest, we were upfront, that we made decisions quickly, and tried to do everything we possibly could to respect the situation with the utmost class, and also work hard at supporting the young men that we have in our program, currently on our roster and in our program right now. It could not have been a more thorough conversation that we could have about it.
I might add to that that this whole process of vetting was probably maybe the most thorough vetting process of any search perhaps of any position at this university, and we utilized multiple independent third-party sources. We used contacts and people that knew James closely, including officials and administrators from Vanderbilt, including AD Deb Yao, who gave a resounding positive on James and his character and how he approaches situations and her feelings after working with him and knowing him for 17 years. And so it couldn't have been a more thorough vetting process with our committee, which is an extremely diverse committee, as you know, and with people that asked hard questions and got honest and true answers. And so my belief, without a doubt, is that James Franklin is a man of extremely high character that, when presented with a terrible situation, and God forbid, I wish we never had occasion to learn about James Franklin and how he would handle something like that. But having said that, the way he handled that situation, and this has to do with the collective of everything that we went through, plus our interviews, discussions with our athletics integrity officer, with counsel, with everybody there. He answered every question forthrightly and with great honesty. And so through this whole vetting process, I couldn't be more confident in the character of this man sitting to my left. And the fact that we have somebody that, when presented with it, and hopefully will never be presented with a situation like that again, but I have extreme confidence that he will handle that situation with great class and honor and do the right thing. So.
That was Athletic Director Dr. Dave Joyner, who then jumped in on that question. It was a question you knew that was going to come up, and it was a question you knew. I mean, it's been out there, so you know it has to be asked. It was asked. Answered. Now moving forward, there's a lot of football to talk about as well. We're going to do that in the next hour. More of James Franklin in his own words going through the Q&A process with Penn State's reporters, beat writers, as he talks to the fans of Pennsylvania for the first time. And we'll have more on that in the next hour. Today's show being brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. You can go to purdyinsurance.com. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. People have asked me, how did you feel about this hire? My response has been very succinct. At Ohio State and Michigan State, this would have been, and turns out to be, the hire they probably worried about. Next hour of the show coming up on News Radio 1070 WKOK.